I think fall is the best season of the year for outdoor work, especially if you garden on the high plains. There's usually less wind, less heat, and less multitasking because lots of the planting, watering, and harvesting has been accomplished. The list of chores is still a long one, but the work doesn't seem as frantic. Fall is for preparing the ground for a long winter's nap. Fall is also for putting things away and planning for the future. If your plans include cleaning up old flower beds or putting in new ones, then fall is the time to engage in a win-win landscaping situation. It's a perfect time to divide perennials. When you take on this chore, you'll be rejuvenating plants that have become old and tired, while providing new young plants for yourself and others. Fall is the best time to divide perennials that bloom in spring or early summer. If your perennials are fall blooming, like chrysanthemums or asters, you'll need to wait until spring to divide and conquer. Also, if your perennial has a taproot or lots of woody shrub-like growth, you might be more successful growing additional plants from seeds or foliage cuttings. But iris, daylilies, hostas, columbines, coral bells, and many others that have a clumping growth habit and a mass of roots or rhizomes will usually welcome being divided and replanted every 3 to 5 years, if the division occurs a month or more before the ground freezes. Before entering the Great Divide, be sure the soil is moist but not muddy. Trim back the parent plant to 6 or 8 inches so you can get a better view of what you're going to be dealing with. You'll need some good digging tools, a sharp knife, and some sturdy containers. A canvas or plastic sheet keeps the operating area reasonably tidy and easy to clean up, and a couple of digging forks come in handy. Just use them kind of like big salad tongs and pull the clumps apart without having to cut through too many roots. If you're tackling a really big plant, you may need to dig a trench around it and then use a sharp spade to cut it into portions like a pie. As long as you get a good chunk of healthy root or rhizome, your perennials should make the move just fine. Replant divisions immediately. In fact, it's a good idea to have their new home dug and waiting before you start the division process. The new hole should be twice as wide as the new plant, and it should contain a blend of topsoil, compost, and maybe a handful of bone meal. An old master plantsman that guided me through many tree and perennial acquisitions once told me to throw a handful of rusty nails or metal scraps into each planting place to give new plants an iron boost in our highly alkaline soil. I don't know if it works or not. It's one of those traditional things that I'm afraid to stop doing, so I always obey and then rest easy. I guess if you don't have access to rusty nails, you could put in a handful of a commercial blend of iron and sulfur. In any case, give your plants a good new home and top it off with an ample drink of water, both for the plant and the planter. Oh, and one more thing. If you divide peonies, be sure you don't plant them too deep. Never put more than 2 inches of soil on top of their little pink eyes, or they'll never open for you.